This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Michael Cleveland on fiddle plus dodgeball and cursing. It's coming up in just a minute.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy bitsy waist, and a round thing on your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt you got makes me so horny.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, I will introduce our special guest. He is the Grammy Award-winning violinist slash fiddler. He is Michael Cleveland. Michael, can you saddle up to that microphone? What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? Can you tell me?
Well, I think you guys figured it out. I heard you on there earlier about strings and strings, you know. My other favorite joke is, how can you tell when a fiddle is out of tune? And that is when the bow is moving.
I see. Now, you've been playing with some of our stuff for years, and we always appreciate your work.
I've been a fan of you. You know, as a matter of fact, Dad, who was nice enough to bring me over here today and get up at about 4 a.m., he turned me on to you guys a long time ago, and I used to listen to you all right before I go to school, and I had a boom box and I would record the rest of the show, and I think Dad would turn the tape over before he'd leave to go to work, and and we would listen to pretty much every day.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Know, every time I run into Sam Bush on the road, we both have to do our impression of Harry Carey. It's always the afterlife. It might be. It could be. It is. Afterlife starts with Harry Carey.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, it never fails, man.
That is fantastic. Now, I know that Mr. Godwin, you've been working with Michael, and you worked
something
on
the new album. And, yeah, let's try it. I'm living next to you. Do a sound check first. Maybe.
Okay, yeah, let's see how this sounds. Well, we got Michael on the fiddle over there. How does that sound?
You never return my rake, and you don't cut your lawn.
You play Skinner down, the weekend is loud. Some nights till the crack of dawn. Turn it down. You got a mean old dog, cars on block, six kids, a dead oak tree. And your brawless elderly mom is on the porch for all to see. I've never been so annoyed living next to you at tonight's neighborhood party. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna slow dance with your mother at the backyard barbecue. Get her all hot and bothered, even though she's 82. I'll put on Freebird and get your mom to dance. She'll have one hand on my butt and the other down my pants. Woo-hoo. I'll dare to dance with your mama. Make her boobs jiggle and shake. And I'll bet you by tomorrow you'll return my rake.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Pat.
Beautiful.
Dancing, yes. Dancing with the old lady. That's very nice, right?
I got to play on somewhere. I said boobs.
No, that was Michael Cleveland on the violin, and Michael's going to hang with us this morning.
Looking or the fiddle.
Oh, sorry.
Either one.
Either one's okay.
Yeah. I'll answer either one.
That sounded like a fiddle song there.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. And I was saying earlier, the original title of Violinist on the Roof didn't really have the... I don't know.
Punch.
Yeah. The fiddler on the roof, fun. Sure. Violinist on the roof. Uh-oh.
Sad.
Yeah, too serious.
Yeah.
Maybe like young Frankenstein. Like.
Well, you know, it's like Perlman. He calls it a fiddle, too. I always thought that was pretty cool.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right.
He knew his way around one, didn't
sure
he?
Sure he did.
Yeah. He's played one a few times.
You got to call him the... Yo, Perlman! What's up, Perlman?
Yeah.
You got to, right?
Yeah, well, we had a guy doing helping us with one of our songs once that was from the Symphony Orchestra, and he referred to his axe. Which I thought was rather.
Now, the violin was his axe.
Yeah. In your producing of the shows, the music, Tom, when do you go in and act like you know everything more than the symphony musicians?
Well, it would be things like, hey.
Is it like almost instantly?
Hey, in that little break there, can you do the a lick from Deliverance? That kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
Now, by lick from Deliverance, you mean.
Thank you, Michael, for the.
I don't think anybody licked anybody, didn't they?
Oh, that is amazing.
Do you remember what they said?
I'll get them panties right on down. I say he gives us a bad name.
Where are you at, Godwin? I don't know. I can't play. Oh,
that is kind of the wrong instrument, but whatever, man.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. That's fantastic. So, Michael, I guess you were never in like a marching band, being that you're blind and everything. That probably.
Well, no, yeah, great
but
question.
We did play dodgeball, though. That was the worst game ever. They had a ball with a bell in it, and you could hear it headed towards your. Yeah, you know, there's just when it was about to nail you in the head if you ducked in time.
Hey, the bell's getting loud.
Bell's getting loud.
Now this will be a complete unrelatable. You know, there are blind guys that ski, Michael.
Really?
Yeah, and they part of it. Sometimes they have a special sounder.
Sometimes.
You would have to.
There's various ways that it's done, but yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, what if they don't have a sounder? They just wander around the hill?
No, they'll be following a guy, and I guess if you drift off too much, you know, with the trees and everything, it could be pretty scary. Do you do any athletic endeavors, Michael?
No, nothing like that. I haven't started skiing yet.
Okay. Well, if you want to, that'd be fun.
But I just got these new AI glasses.
Oh, yeah?
These new Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses, and I keep threatening to drive the van now that I've got those.
What do they do? What do they do?
They kind of tell you, you know, they'll let you know what you're looking at, like it'll read a menu to you or
really?
Whatever, kind of tell you in front of you. But it's supposed to tell you what's in front of you, but we found out the other day that... Our banjo player in the band, attempted to flip me the bird.
Oh.
And it would not tell me that.
Oh, well, that's they looked like a regular pair of Ray-Ban shades.
Yeah.
Now, how specific does it get? If let's say there are two women in front of you who want to meet you, do they say, well, there's...
You have to ask. Yeah.
I should say something like, hey, ducks on the pond.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know?
We right? call the one on the left's top heavy.
Cool. Well, they're still updating them, you know? They keep getting better and better.
So. All right.
That is amazing. Yeah. Wow.
Do people tend to talk louder when they meet you? Because
oh, yeah,
you
man. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Oh, yeah. That's what I see, Tom. I'm not so stupid.
There you go. Our guest is Michael Cleveland. He's an expert at the fiddle, among other many other instruments that he plays, and he's a Grammy Award winner. He's kind of got Pat Godwin nervous this morning.
He's so good. I'm just a basher over here.
You're bashing, doing a great thing. Are you going to do one of your tunes now?
Yeah, something from the new album Michael plays.
You're a knuckle dragger is what you are.
I know. Let's turn that fiddle into a violin.
Why don't you just play the guitar with boxing gloves on, huh?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like I'm playing underwater. European men are so romantic. They'll wine and dine you all night long. They'll bring flowers, write poems, and play guitar outside your window singing pretty songs. European men know what they're doing. Whisper in your ear, that does the trick. American men will text at 2 a.m. and say, do you want to see a picture of my dick?
Hey!
Sorry, Michael.
Oh, I love it.
There is a difference.
Once again, Grammy Award winner, Michael Cleveland. This will not be on his list of... God. So what are you proud of you've done this year?
Well
I played on European Men by Pat Godwin.
Yeah, you did.
Well, and one of the disadvantages of being blind, I guess, you don't get to look at dick pics.
No.
Or I guess you could send them. Never thought about that.
Well, I'm bad about it. Anytime I've tried to take a picture of anything like that, I usually get the ceiling or the wall. Hey, what do you think, baby? Oh, that's the wall. It looks great.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she can see it along with the ceiling, congratulations.
Yeah, I was going to say his sincerity is in the right place. Hey, what do you think, baby?
I love it, yes.
Yeah. Dang on it.
Now, we're going to ask you to stand by for a second while we check in with Christy Lee at the news desk. Christy, what's happening over there?
What do you think of all the English language countries swears the most? Which one?
USA. USA.
That's right. Experts determine the numbers of geotagged English tweets from around the world that contained any swear words and discovered the United States ranks number one.
USA! As
the country that swears the most.
Woo-hoo!
With 41.6 tweets per 1,000 containing curse words. The
That's
UK comes in second place, followed by Australia, New Zealand, and Canada.
Now, Josh, are you a occasional cursor on when you do texting, et cetera, et cetera?
Texting, yeah, it depends. But I know my audience who I'm texting. And
yeah.
Not when I'm, if I'm texting my mom, I keep it clean. If it's my brothers, it can get a little salty.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you go USA then.
I didn't know you could use curse words on X, Twitter, whatever it's called now.
There may have been a time where you can't, but now it's wide open. Wild I think.
West, it's like Thunderdome on there.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So in the United States, which state do you think swears the most?
I think it's not going to be obvious. I'm going to go like South Dakota or something.
Okay. I am going to go obvious and say New York.
I'm going to go obvious, Jersey.
Jersey, all right.
Maryland.
Huh. Yeah, okay.
Baltimore, the U.S. city that swears the most. Baltimore, Maryland.
All right.
South Dakota, chick, is the state that swears the least.
Son of a gun.
See, I would have gone with Utah on that one.
Yeah,
really?
That would have been a good guess, too.
Oh, on that one. I got you.
Yeah, swears the least. I would have thought Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cleveland, fiddle player. What musician do you think swears the most? I'm going to guess
other
bass
than
players.
Me?
Yeah, sorry.
boy.
Pat, your thoughts?
Vince Gill.
What? No way.
Oh, he's a foul mouth. Yeah.
He seems like a real jerk.
Yeah. The nicest guy.
What the hell?
Well, he's religious. That's the joke there. He would never cuss.
Okay. He and Michael W. Smith just. They are just cussing it up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Wouldn't you like, which Muppet do you think cusses the most? I'm guessing Kermit. What do you think, Tom?
Kermit?
I think the Swedish Chef. We just don't know.
Oh, yeah. The Swedish Chef.
But you know, when they're making those, you know that some mistake will happen and you know they're going to curse in character.
And they're out there. Those bloopers, you can find
there
some.
I was watching just a Bert and Ernie blooper where Frank Oz and Jim Henson stay in character. Real good, Ern. Why don't you stick to the script? It's hilarious.
And they even turn to each other.
Yes, it's hilarious.
Did they have one with the two old guys? I love those guys.
Oh, Statler and Waldorf?
Waldorf. Yeah, Waldorf.
That'd be great if they started cursing.
They had a bootleg of Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. Us and they were reading a script. Y'all find that one.
I've seen that out there. And there's a classic of Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Doing the wine thing.
No wine before it's time.
Real drunk.
real drunk.
And you can tell he's being paid because he doesn't really care for the wine, I believe. Does the word swill?
Ooh.
Better, I forget what it is. It's not pretty. It happens all the time. What else is happening in the news?
Oh, Pat had something.
No, if you want the honest answer about a rock musician who cursed the most, this is the truth. Believe it or not, Donovan did our radio show. 1991 and was just filthy.
Now, I bet he threw out some words that are more acceptable across the pond here.
The big one.
I mean, the C word means hello in England.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I saw that on television. I went, did I just hear that?
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, it's a whole different thing.
Your sister is pretty much a British citizen, right?
Yeah. No,
does she use the C word often?
Occasionally.
Didn't she use it in Scrabble once?
Well, we play a different version of Scrabble. When we play, any word you can't say on radio or television is automatically a double word score.
Uh-huh.
I highly recommend it, especially if you hit a real double word score, you're going to get a lot of points.
Sure. That'd be quadruple.
Yeah, so it's fun. But she tried that once. My mom saw it and we had to explain. That was very awkward.
Your mom's aware that you're all adults now, right? And you can't.
She didn't. And when she was alive, she did not talk that way.
She never swore.
Expect her children to talk that way.
The occasional damn it.
Mm.
Usually followed by the occasional word, Tom. So.
You swear a lot?
Constantly.
I have no frame of reference thinking your mother's really a swell person.
The GD one is my favorite.
Michael Cleveland, will you cuss in front of your father?
Daily.
Okay.
All right.
But he says a few awesome. Well, there's a story about me that when I was real little, they had this potty mouth jar.
Oh.
Yeah, because they did try to keep it clean, around a little kid. But, my dad and my grandpa and some of my uncles, they'd say the standard cuss words, And
sure.
So there, I guess I was real little, and I don't remember this, but I've heard about it many times, that I said... I was sitting at
can,
my...
By the way, can you say this word on the radio, by the way?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Well, hot damn.
This got exciting.
I can't wait.
I think I said
wait a second.
Well, we did find
we'll
out.
Be back. We'll be back in just
ship.
A second.
Yeah. Ship.
Ship. Okay, ship it was.
And my grandma said, we're going to have to get the potty mouth jar out every time you cuss. You're going to have to put a penny in this jar. And I said, well, damn it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Smallville co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.